my favorite vart from Sefer Yeshayahu. Before we're going to say Shem Alis, in one moment. But let me leave you. This vart is a gem. It is a real, real gem. It is by far my favorite vart. So the one thing you remember this vart.
I have to blank out the others.
No, don't blank out the others. But this is something.
Number one thing. It's like the computer, though.
And we all know Sefer Yeshayah is not in chronological order. The first perek of Sefer Yeshayah, the first five psukim, were prophecies that Yeshayah said later in his life. The first nevuah, or the first experience Yeshayah had to prophecy, takes place in perek Vav, the Ma'aseh Merkava. And let me read you the beginning of the perek Vav. Mishnas Mos Hamelech Uziyahu Vo'ere Es Hashem Yoshev Al Kis Seirah Menisa begins the story of the Ma'aseh Merkava, where he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees the Merkava with the Malachim and their wings, and so on and so forth. And then suddenly, after describing this whole esoteric vision, Vo'eshma es kol Hashem oimer. Yeshayah says, I hear Hashem speaking. And what does Hashem say? Es mi eshlach umi yelech lanu. Who shall I send as a prophet to my people, to my nation, to give over words of Musar, Chizuk? Who shall I send? Umiyelech lanu. And Yeshayah responds and says, I volunteer. I want to be a prophet. So this pasuk, Perek Vav, pasuk Ches, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to recruit some good young men to serve in the role of a prophet, of prophets. And we know, we learned this many times in Yeshayah, that it was not fun and games to be a prophet. All of the prophets were abused. They were tortured. They were thrown into pits. Their beards were plucked out. They suffered greatly. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging, Klal Yisrael, me, esmi eshlach, umi yelech lanu. Who wants to go? Who shall I send? And Yeshayah says, Shelocheni, I am ready. Hineni. Shiloch, like you have the Nuscha Yom Kippurim. Hineni, hani mimas. Hineni. Shelocheni. I'll be the Shliach Tzibur. Now, Mr. Blatter, he always asks me the question, why do we have two words? Why do we have this word and that word? What's the difference between this word and that word? And you can ask that question here as well. Why does it say two expressions? Esmi eshlach, that's number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, umi yelech. What's the difference between eshlach and yelech? And why does Yeshayah respond only with the word hineni shilocheni? So, from all people, this is not a typical vart you would hear from this person, from the Arizal, he gives the answer. Fascinating answer. Eshlach refers to prophecies that are good, of comfort, nechamos. Yelech refers to prophecies of gloom and doom, harsh prophecies. Hashem was asking, who wants to be a prophet? But you have to know, if you're a prophet, there's good and bad. At some times, I'm going to send you on a mission of good. I'm going to send you to my people to give them comfort. But sometimes, I'm going to send you to my people to give them Musar, and to tell them they will be punished, to tell the nations of the world they will be punished. Eshlach is a word which comes from the word shliach. A shliach is a representative. Whenever a person presents himself as a shliach, that automatically carries with it the understanding that you're just an agent. There is someone higher. There is an authority that is above me that has sent me. Yelech doesn't carry within it that concept that there's someone who has said, I'm going on my own. The truth is, you have been sent, but it's not obvious to the recipients of the message that someone of a higher authority has sent you. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give good to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to associate himself with Bracha. Therefore, the term is Eshlach. I'm sending an agent. And when the agent arrives to give over the message, he's an agent. Everyone knows that the Baracha is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a messenger to deliver words of harsh words of punishment, Hashem says, I don't want to be associated with punishment. I have no choice. The people deserve punishment. But don't attach my name to the punishment. They get what they deserve. They'll get what they deserve. Therefore, the term is Yelech. You go, deliver the message, but I'm going to deny that I have anything to do with this. You have to be punished, but don't associate the message with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Kulay Toiv. Hashem said to Yeshaya, Hashem spoke, who wants to be a prophet? But being a prophet, there are times, Eshlach, good times. And there's a prophet that's Yelech. It's not such good times. And what is how does Yeshaya respond? Yeshaya's response is, Hineni, I'm ready. Shilocheni, I only want to be a prophet for good. Only for good. Doesn't say, Hineni, Eilech, I will go. He doesn't say, Shilocheni ve'eilech. He only responds, Hineni Shilocheni, I'm willing to be a prophet for the words of Nechama, not for the words of punishment. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshaya, this is based upon Midrashim, because you love Klal Yisrael so much, you only want to see in them the good, you only want to deliver words of comfort, everything that you say will only be comfort. Even though we do not understand what this means, because most of Yeshaya appears to be words, harsh words, the Gemara tells hidden in the words, the harsh words of Yeshaya are also words of comfort, words of bracha, and Chazal tell us that Yeshaya was the only prophet that expressed his nevuah with double expressions. Nachamu, nachamu. There are many expressions like this where there's a doubling of the expression, because his comfort was an intense form of comfort, because there was no one that loved Klal Yisrael more than Yeshaya. Shilocheni, I only want to see the good, not the bad. In our generation, we need more Yeshayahus. We need people that are looking out there, looking to see the good in Klal Yisrael, not just looking to see Yelech Lana. Unfortunately, we all know too well, open up the paper, go online, it's all negative. Where's the good? Yeshaya is also full of negative things, but the essence of Yeshaya is Shalacheni. There should only be good. Okay. Vayelech. Oh, Vayelech is a Musa. Vayelech Moshe. Very good. Very good. I didn't think of that. Okay. Let's say Shalom Aleichem. You wanna Michal? You wanna sing a nigger maybe?